And we're back. Hope you listen closely to that weather. If you're within the broadcast of the AM signal, guess what? You're not going to like it. And the conclusion I came to today driving down to the beautiful WGST studios was the next time I buy a new car, I'm going to go ahead and opt for that expensive rudder package that I was offered on the last one but chose to ignore.
I came down Ponce de Leon this morning, and it was dark. I mean, this was 6:30 in the morning, and it was a lake. I mean, it was incredible.
Good times.
Yeah.
Anyway, eyewitness weather. Look out the window if you're confused about the weather. Take an eyewitness account of it, and there's your weather. That's where it goes. But looks good a little after today. We'll have better weather. Let's look at some political weather and do a little forecasting here, John. Lynn Westmoreland surprised us last week while I was in the middle of surprising some folks about some moves and the creation of Georgia Paul. Lynn Westmoreland, who's been a friend of mine, I was selling him nails in my family's hardware store when I was 13 years old, and he had been a candidate for state senate but had not even been elected to the state house, has decided this chapter of his political career is coming to an end. He's not really said if he's still got another race in him. There's some speculation he may be a candidate for governor in 2018, but he is not a candidate for the U.S. House in 2016. So that he would have basically had a 12-year run in Washington at this point. But, of course, the immediate speculation is then no one's really worried about Congressman Westmoreland. It's who's going to be the next Congressman Westmoreland. And a cast of names has appeared, including one that Nathan Smith posted on a little while ago, and that is House Majority Whip Matt Ramsey out of Peachtree City. Again, a former area that I used to call home. And if Ramsey enters, that changes the some things in the House. But before we get there, just kind of give us a rundown. I don't think we touched this at all on last week's show with Congressman Westmoreland retiring from his seat. Who's most likely to replace him? What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
Well, you got obviously Matt Ramsey. You've got Mike Collins, who's another. He doesn't live in the district, but his father, Mac, represented a bunch of that area. Josh McCoon is another name that comes to mind. Josh, of course, out of Columbus in the southern part of the region, would be somebody who could potentially go and run for it. And I guess there are several other names. We got a press release this morning from Jeff Brown, who's a former state rep in the area, and he's exploring whether it ought to run. Everybody's exploring. Nobody has really firmly come in and declared yet. I don't know. I think it's a little bit of everybody staring at everybody else trying to figure out, you know, who's going to jump in the pool first, because once somebody does, it makes a difference.
Sorry, I got a message there. Did you mention Senator Mike Crane as well?
I have not yet mentioned Senator Mike Crane.
Senator Crane was in D.C. this week doing fundraising, potential fundraising and or tire kicking. I'm not sure exactly what, but I did get confirmation that Senator Crane was in D.C. from someone in D.C. that saw or spoke to Senator Crane. And Senator Crane represents Coweta County mostly. I think he gets into Harris County. I'm not really sure how his Senate district's drawn. But, you know, if you end up with Matt Ramsey in the race from kind of representing the Fayette County foothold, Senator Crane is Coweta County. Those are the two kind of most central counties in the district. And then, as you said, former Representative Brown, McCoon is out of Columbus, which isn't it's definitely the southern end of the district, but I grew up in this district. I cut my teeth in politics in this area. As I said, I've known Congressman Westmoreland since before he had gotten elected to office, and have been around a lot of these people. And I will also say this is not the district I grew up in. It's like much of Metro Atlanta. The area as you get closer to Metro Atlanta would be called executive relocation transient. The people aren't really from there, and they don't stay there a long time necessarily in some cases. And so the folks that haven't been in office for a while, such as Representative, might have a little bit harder time of anyone even knowing who he is. So he's kind of almost starting fresh, and will have to reintroduce himself to the district. We had a couple of names coming out of the West Georgia area, including, I think, I saw Mark Butler, the current labor commissioner's name, floated as a potential candidate.
Yeah, I don't see that. I mean,
The first time I've heard it was from our own folks. I don't know. I mean,
well, what happened there, and that's what I'm trying to dig back in here, but you had a quickie poll that was run by somebody trying to figure out who might run in the race. So this was they kind of picked some names out of the blue, including Butler, including Crane, including Ramsey, Josh, David Stover, who lives in the area, Matt Brass, who I believe is the chief of staff for Representative Westmoreland right now, Chip Flanagan. I mean, it was just kind of a pitch, I think.
The chief of staff for Representative Westmoreland, Mr. Brass, was a candidate in the election where Mike Crane was elected, and he came in third, barely missed the runoff behind Crane. So you've got two things there. Number one, he's at least run before, has a little more experience now with the whole district as chief of staff. But there's also, if Senator Crane runs, there's an open state Senate district. So he's actually got two choices he can look at of where he goes. The other thing to look at, just the district as a whole, as I was starting to say, it kind of it's changed a little bit. It might be one of the most, from a county party, district party institutional standpoint, one of the most anti-establishment, which still to me is always one of the most oxymoronic things of folks that have control of parties and then or anti-establishment without realizing they are the establishment. But, you know, that's word games or whatever. But you've got a lot of folks that came up through the what would generally be called, I guess, the Republican Liberty Caucus, some with roots in the Ron Paul area, that now have party positions in some of the most, if not all of the key counties in the district. This is not the GOP that was there when I was there, and that's not, I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying it's different. But the folks that have, shall we say, had a bit more of a anti-establishment political career, again, Senator McCoon and Senator Crane come to mind, might have a little bit of a leg up just when it comes with dealing with the party. But then debate you and I have had many times, John, what is the actual relevance of the party these days?
Oh yeah,
it certainly helps to have them with you, not against you, but. You know, and this isn't a special election we're talking about. We're talking about a congressional, replacing Congressman Westmoreland.
Right, it'll be a traditional primary runoff.
So it'll be interesting to see, but it's also important to remember we've been talking about these elections so long as if they're so far away. We're talking about a primary in May, and it's already middle of January, late January now.
And
so you've got 4 months to put a whole campaign together, execute it, and then presumably get in a runoff because it's just kind of tradition now. It seems like these races tend to draw 7 to 10 people.
Right.
A lot of people look at Congress as a starter position in the current mood and climate of the GOP. There's no reason to go and cut your teeth at a lower level elected position and actually learn how to be the establishment if you're just going to run against the establishment the whole time. So any parting thoughts on that?
No. I think you got everything wrapped up pretty well. We'll just have to see. The interesting thing, by the way, when you're in the Georgia legislature, you can't raise money for your own seat while the legislature's in session. Problem is, for federal office, you can go ahead and raise as much money as you want.
And something that deserves a little more conversation, but it won't get it. If Matt Ramsey does decide to do this, and it sounds like by all indications he is, creates a position on the leadership team for WHIP almost immediately, which is kind of an inside baseball, but it'll be fun to watch what happens because those leadership positions don't come up and often. So start your campaigning now inside Georgia State Reps. That will go to break, 6:40 a.m., WGST.